The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Top of the bill. Number one, get out of zero.
Warriors are one win away from getting back on that championship throne.
I know the city's gonna be behind us. It's win or go home.
Know what one more win means. You can talk about it, you can embrace the challenge. You just gotta go do it.
Jalen Rose, I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What up, is dog? It that
we get a people?
Two. The people will get game six tomorrow night. Will they get a game seven? We will find out. But the Warriors are looking for Steph Curry to, you know, actually hit a three-point shot in game six. And here's what head coach Steve Kerr had to say about Steph's performance. Look.
They're a great defensive team. I thought they put more pressure on him early in pick and roll. Steph missed some open ones too. And so it's always a combination. But even for the best shooter in the world, games like this happen. Fortunately, they don't happen too often. I like Steph coming off of a game like this too.
He said a few things that I find really interesting, Mr. Rose. Number one, the Celtics did put a lot of pressure on Steph early, trying to take the ball out of his hands and face guarding him. And he also said that he did miss some open ones, which also happened. But finally, he said, I like Steph going into game six. Will Steph explode in game six?
Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. That's what I think about Steph in game six. I guarantee you, he's going to go for kill shots. I was there when Mike Tyson fought Peter McNeely. As soon as he got up off of the bench, he ran right towards him and charged him, do, and got it over quick. Steph Curry was 0-for-9 from three-point range the entire game last game five.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you he attempts 9 threes in the first half this game. He's gonna be going for kill shots. And
wow.
Between him and game six Klay, don't they have a nickname called the Splash Brothers?
Yes, they do.
Like, didn't Klay say he's enthusiastic? He's so excited, and he just can't hide it to go to Boston, right?
He did
but
say that.
He's really excited to go to Boston. I expect Steph to be uber aggressive going for the kill. And here's the thing I want to also point out. While we're talking about legacy for the Golden State Warriors as a team, as a trio, Steph ascending all time. Don't forget to acknowledge Steve Kerr. The man only has 5 championships as a player, currently has 3 as a coach. This would be 4. He's moving into like elite company as it relates to not only coaches, but players and player coaches. And so this Golden State Warrior team is 48 minutes away from doing all of those special things. But the Boston Celtics are going to be game. And Steph went off on them in the previous game at Boston. 43 points, 10 boards, 7 three-pointers made. I think defensively, they're going to try to be up for the challenge.
Jason Tatum has been baffling this postseason. I mean, remember game 6 against Milwaukee? I think he had 46 points and single-handedly got them the win and kept them in that series. But he's been up and down, especially in these finals. A lot of turnovers, shooting better from 3 than from 2. Seems like the Celtics not letting him finish around the rim. The Warriors not letting him finish around the rim. Will Jason Tatum sort of have a superstar game that we all sort of expected from him in these finals in game 6?
I think game 6 is gonna be probably the best game players perform at their apex. Mm. I believe Tatum and Brown play well. I think the Splash Brothers play well. And Jason Tatum knows what you know, Jacoby. Not only is he struggling from 2, he's struggling mightily from the restricted area. Missed layups, missed runners, missed floaters, like plays like that. Like
air
you gotta
balls,
gather
Jaylen.
Yourself, and you know I hate the air balls.
I know you hate like, air balls. Like, every time there's an air ball, I think about you.
And he shot a couple of them, dog.
In a row.
He didn't just shoot one, he shot a couple of them. I'm looking around like, seriously? Like you trying to put a hole in the floor? But in all honesty, you see Draymond Green doing this right here to Jason Tatum?
Yep.
Like the Boston Celtics have to have a different disposition in situations like that. And I believe they will on their home floor. They're 3-0 when they're facing elimination. I think the best players perform the best in the biggest game in Game 6.
That incident when Draymond and Gary Payton sort of followed Tatum to the bench, I was surprised that the Celtics didn't react with more vitriol. Like, remember Ime Udoka said, if I was in the game, I would get a double technical when it was talking about sort of Draymond Green's antics in Game 2. I'm surprised that you haven't seen more sort of physicality and chippiness from the Celtics. You might see that when they had their back against the wall in Game 6. But when you talk about the Warriors and you talk about Game 6, you have to talk about these three words. Game 6. Klay. We both picked the Warriors in 7, but Game 6 Klay might not even let the series get there. Are we going to see Game 6 Klay? Look at these numbers, Jaylen. There's a reason he has the nickname.
All I know is the fake Klay don't even look like the real Klay.
He a We're going to get to him.
Player. He a Hall of Fame player, been there his whole career, and he still got somebody that's dressing up like him getting past security. And the reason why I bring that up is there's a gift to being Game 6 Klay, because those have been the moments where his team needed him the most. Oklahoma yep. City, for example, when they shot down KD and Russell Westbrook. But there's 7 games to a series. And I saw him do an interview recently, and there is a lot of pressure when people are calling you Game 6 Klay when there's 6 other games to possibly be played. But uniquely for him, that this is a closeout game. So I anticipate also, he and Steph, you know how when the Warriors are in their half-court offense sometimes, and rightfully so, because you're playing the percentages. Draymond Green and Gary Payton II and Looney, like they're not looking to shoot. Like I remember playing with Mark Jackson as he got advanced in his career. And we used to throw it to him on the post. This before you could have the 5-second rule and he could back down, him and Charles Barkley was doing it. And we used to die laughing when teams used to just collapse down and double and triple team them and then kick it out to Reggie and me for an open shot. Like we'd be like, seriously?
You know he's not gonna shoot, right?
Right. Like that's literally what the Warriors be doing when they throw it to Draymond Green on the post, do a scissor cut, do all kinds of action to get Steph and Klay shots. So yes, I think we're gonna see Game 6 Klay, but will it be enough? Because the Boston Celtics are gonna be ready, Jacoby.
So I wanna talk to you about Draymond Green, who you just mentioned. It seems like every time he touches the ball, the last thing he wants to do is shoot it. He makes such an impact defensively. He's such a great playmaker, but it seems like he just doesn't want to shoot. He had a pretty good Game 5, and here's what he said about his Game 5 bouncing back a little bit and what he thinks about Game 6.
Yeah, I felt more like myself, just aggressive on both sides of the ball. I thought I felt a little more like myself in Game 4 as well after an atrocious Game 3. But you know, just got to continue to build, you know, and I think tonight's a great start. Now looking forward to going into Game 6 with the same energy and effort.
He took 12 shots in Game 1. Ever since then, it's been about like 3 shots, 4 shots, 6 shots, 7 shots. Why is he taking so few shots, and why does that seem to just be not a part of his game anymore?
Because it's a game of percentages, right? And if you're, what, 0 for 10 or so from 3, and you're shooting a low percentile from 2, and they're guarding you with point guards and you just been able to take advantage of those matchups offensively, you gotta do what a smart player does. Play your role and your position. And that's not to shoot the ball, because every time he shoots the ball, they're thinking, thank you.
Yep. Whew,
I'm glad that wasn't Steph. I'm glad that wasn't Klay. I remember playing against AI in the playoffs. And he did like a crazy crossover. It wasn't like against MJ, but it was like one of those. And he shot a jumper and he missed it. I was like, thank you. Like every time he shot a jumper, I was like, thank you. Because not that he can't make jumpers, he's Allen Iverson, he averages 40 points. It's just that you're playing the percentages.
Mm-hmm.
And so for Draymond Green, it has to be dirty work, loose balls, set screens, be an agitator, get assists, push the pace after makes or miss, be a smart veteran out on the floor and communicate coverages. And then also for Steve Kerr, he slid Andrew Wiggins into some of those minutes too, if you noticed. And mm-hmm. he was playing like a quasi wing that was a four in a small ball lineup with Draymond sometime, I believe with Looney other times. And so he ended up probably playing the most minutes on the team. So he kind of masked for a lot of those minutes, in particular offensively for Draymond. But to close this series out, you're going to need all hands on deck. And I believe you're going to get an aggressive version of Draymond Green on the floor, not necessarily. Or at playing a floor game, not to shoot the ball like he did in game one.
Exactly. Jalen, you're such an astute observer of the game. I thought it was really important when they had those Wiggins minutes that he rebounded the way he did. Because you can put him at the four when he has 16 boards in game four.
Great point.
13 boards in game five. They didn't get killed on the glass. They didn't sacrifice that. And also, I remember there's a swing in game five and Draymond had it in the far corner. And you could read his mind. He caught it and he was like, oh no. I have to shoot this now because it was like there was no one around and you could tell he didn't want to shoot the ball.
Yes.
He didn't want to shoot it and he did and he missed and he ran back. But he impacts the game so much defensively and you mentioned in transition. He's like one of their best decision makers just getting the ball out off a rebound or an outlet. Jalen, it's time for one of our signature segments. It is Soft Move or Boss Move. You mentioned this earlier, Fake Clay went in to shoot around the morning of game five, got himself on the court, shot the ball, got past security. Security sent him a letter saying he is indefinitely banned, not just from Warriors game, but from all events at the Chase Center. Doesn't even look like Klay Thompson. Don't know why the security guards let him pass. However, there's an update. He now says that spending 10 grand on tickets and getting banned indefinitely from the Chase Center was all worth it. Jalen Rose, soft move or boss move, risking all of this just for a little shoot around as Fake Klay Thompson.
I'm going to say this is a boss move, and here's why. Because David Jacoby once taught me, you can't joke or tease somebody about things that they can't change about themselves.
Mm.
And he can't change the genetics of the fact that when people look at him, they believe he resembles Klay Thompson. Like, for anybody that has twins, like, you can look, I don't have to tell you, at your kids, and you can see the difference in your kids. There are other people that probably can't tell the difference,
It's always baffling to me when people can't tell my daughters apart. I'm like, they look like completely different people to me.
Correct. Now take that and put it on steroids. This man don't even look like Klay.
He doesn't.
Right. He's going to a professional venue, the Chase Center. Klay's been there his entire career. People don't know what he look and sound like. He a Hall of Famer. Like, another dude can drive up and act like him and get all the way to the court. Like, I can't even get all the way to the court without security and a badge and all of this other stuff. And I'm suited and booted and they know who I am. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I think this is a boss move by him because, like Eazy-E once said, he getting $1 million worth of publicity just by the way he looks.
See, I'm going soft move here. It's the $10,000 part for me. You know what I mean? That's not worth it. If someone said, pay me $10,000, you get to take 10 minutes of shots at the Chase Center when it's empty, I'd be like, no, thank you. I'm going to keep these 10 racks. So that's the part to me that makes this a soft move. And I also think that, like, yeah, sure, he looks like Klay, but he doesn't have to have the goatee. He doesn't have to dress up in all the Warriors gear and wear the headband, you know what I mean? And, like, act like he's Klay Thompson. So I'm going soft move on this one. But, Jalen, anytime we can get Boban in the show, we're putting Boban in the show, especially if he's blocking little kids' shots. We're going to have Boban dominance right after this and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. I love this guy.
The people.
Coming to you live from the Seaport here in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, Jalen Anthony Rose. We all know the story by now. If the Celtics have more than 15 turnovers, they lose, basically. And if they have less, they win. The numbers aren't exactly that, but they're very close. Even the Celtics know this. How do they continue to turn the ball over, and how can they limit that in a pivotal game five, or game six?
Well, the number one thing you got to do against good defense, and you just saw it right there, is play strong in a crowd. If you notice these turnovers, when you dribble into a crowd, one person reaches in and all of a sudden it becomes a loose ball, it becomes a steal, they get out in transition, they go the other way. Steph Curry drops it off to Wiggins in particular, who's going to be a player that can thrive when they're getting steals in open floor situations. And all turnovers aren't created equal. If you notice, these lob ball turnovers are what? Turning into open shots.
Mm-hmm.
Bang, bang. And so for the Celtics playing at home, in particular, your two best players, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, struggle against the Miami Heat off the dribble, playing in the crowd with their turnovers. You got to play strong. You got to keep your head up. And you got to understand that when that second defender comes, you got to be decisive, Jacoby. And don't underestimate just like dribbling one or two, like take one or two hard dribbles either way and just pull up. Like the one thing, if you're Jason Tatum, like nobody's going to block your shot. Like it can happen. Wiggins has the athleticism to do it, and Draymond Green has the defensive prowess to do it, and Looney has the ability to do it. But people ain't just getting their jumpers blocked that are scores. Mm-mm. And so you just got to go either way and pull up and be confident with it. That's what he did in the third quarter. In the third quarter, the Celtics were so bad offensively in the first half. It looked like they came out in the third quarter like, we're just going to throw caution to the wind and see what happens. And then they started to make shots. They started to get back in the game. They started to take the actual lead. And so that's what I think they're going to do playing in front of their home fans. They'll be charged, but you got to limit the turnovers.
One thing you noticed after watching all these Wiggins highlights for the past couple days is all of his baskets, aside from a couple mid-range jumpers, were just him getting to the rim. And there wasn't a lot of resistance at the rim. What can the front court of Boston do to take away the layup game of Wiggins and Curry and the rest of the Warriors?
Well, the first thing is you can't turn the ball over. That's the whole thing. Like, Wiggins ain't the first option in the half-court offense. Like, they'll get it to him against a mismatch or against a small, but the focus is to try to get Steph and Klay shots and then get Wiggins on back cuts and to get him off of actions when he sets the screen and he becomes the roller. But when you really unlock his game is when you miss and the Warriors get the rebound and he's a rim runner, or when you turn the ball over and he becomes a slasher in transition. That's what's going to get him going. That's what's going to get Gary Payton II going. Those type of offensive plays and cuts and movement without the ball, not necessarily primary initiators of the offense.
Jalen, I love Boban. That's no secret. And I love watching him play in the NBA. But what I love more than watching him play in the NBA or watching him play against children, Jalen, please just narrate this video that we're about to play for you.
So Boban, you know, he's playing the Grinch in his Christmas Day. You know, the youngsters feel like, you know what? There's a basket treat, and I want to just shoot over this NBA player. And he's like, no charity.
No.
No charity. Because guess what happens when one of those kids score on you, Jacoby? They talk about it, and they remember it forever.
For the rest of his life.
Right? But when you block every one of them, they remember that too. And so when y'all out there practicing y'all killer crossovers and y'all oohs and ahs to try to make the crowd go wild, you got to worry about making the shot. I'm not mad at Boban doing what he does.
Jalen, Kyrie Irving is sort of an alternate thinker. He likes to approach things with sort of a new perspective. And his recent tweet was a good example of that. Here is what Kyrie Irving had to say in a very interesting summer in his career. He said, I thought Mother Earth belonged to the people. Why am I paying to live here? Oh, let me guess, quote, because that's just how things are, end quote. LOL, FOH. Jalen, I said this to my landlord, and I told him this is why I'm not paying rent this month. I was like, look what Kyrie said. I thought Earth was for the people. I thought Earth was just for the animals and the people. Why am I paying to be here?
All adults can appreciate what I'm about to say. Life changes when all of your bills are in your name. And Jacoby, every adult says this very thing about paying taxes. What do you think about that?
That's a good point. Why am I paying a landlord just to exist on this planet? And then why am I paying the government just to exist on their soil? You know what I mean? It's just like, I didn't ask to be here. It's all of a sudden, I just woke up here and now I gotta pay just to exist. I'm not paying rent this month, Giuseppe. Giuseppe's my landlord. I am paying rent. July 1st, don't come checking for me. I'm just going to send you this Kyrie tweet. Kyrie Irving, thank you very much. I appreciate you for the sentiment. You said don't agree with Kyrie, like the flat earth thing, but I kind of agree with them this time. I didn't choose to be here. Why I got to pay? Dogs don't have to pay. We'll be back right after this very short break with more on Jalen and Jacoby. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, months ago you said every day that Brittany Griner is detained, we're going to mention it on the show, and I never thought we'd still be doing it 118 days later.
It's almost embarrassing, but we're going to continue to do it here at Jalen and Jacoby. After 118 days, we wish Brittany Griner a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Elimination game for the Celtics. Game 6 tomorrow night in Boston. Will we see a Game 7?
There will be a Game 7.
Mm.
And going into this series, I felt it would be Warriors in 7, and it's kind of shaping up that way. The Boston Celtics, I believe, are 3-0 when facing elimination in these playoffs. And after having such an amazing season, I don't think it ends on their home floor in front of their home fans. I think they come out with Jason Tatum leading the way, along with Jaylen Brown playing their best games collectively in this series. Al Horford, who had 26 points in game one and only 30 points total since then, I think he plays a lot better. So does Marcus Smart. The Boston Celtics play with that Celtic pride and force a game set.
Jalen, my rebuttal is three words long. Game 6, Clay. We'll preview the game tomorrow and have Layla Ali on the show tomorrow, ESPN2, 4 o'clock. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Tomorrow, we have Layla Ali on the show. She is innovating. She always gets it done. The ones who get it done are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product specialists. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of their many locations. So, Jalen, we talked about Anthony Davis and how he said he hadn't shot a basketball since April 5th. I found that crazy, being that at his crib, he's got an indoor court and an outdoor court. He just never got out the car and just decided to put some shots up. Professional basketball player, taking 3 months not putting shots up. I found that very odd. Nothing to do with that news cycle, but just coincidentally, he was in the gym in his Laker uniform yesterday getting a workout in. Jalen, when I saw this post of him and his trainer working out, I said to myself, this is a direct correlation to the news cycle that he hadn't shot a basketball in 2 months. Do you agree with that assessment?
I told you that was when keeping it real goes wrong. And here's what I mean. It's not fun to play when your body hurts, and we know Anthony Davis had dealt with a lot of injuries, including this year. But you're supposed to play the game that's paying you millions actually because it's fun to you. And to your point, it seems like every now and then you just want to shoot just because you like the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yes, it does for a lot of people sound odd that a guy that is surrounded by basketball and it's his livelihood hadn't shot. But when you put that energy out there, you put that out there for the public, you got to fix it. Because that's the first thing that's going to come up when you struggle. See, he wasn't in the gym. He'll be working on his game. You know what I'm saying? I remember, like, there was a period of time where fans and media wanted all athletes to be maniacal about their craft. And then guys like Shaq came along and was like, you know what? I'm an all-time great. I'm a top 10 player. I got 4 chips. But I'm about to have fun.
Yeah, I love
it. So whatever that means, I'm having fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to go home and when we lose a game, be in a bunker and not come out for 36 hours until we play the next game. I'm about to go DJ this party. I'm about to go shoot this movie.
I'm not gonna work out. I ain't gonna be up at 4 a.m. like Kobe, jogging 20 miles and lifting all the weights and getting the shots up and then eating lunch and then doing it again. He's like, I'm gonna put up 30 though. I'm gonna put up 30 in the finals. Maybe it could be 36, but I'm trying to live my life. You know, that's the kind of player I would be. You know, sometimes you hear these Kobe stories, it's like, it was 2 a.m. and I was coming into the hotel and he was leaving, like going mama. For his workout. Like that's not how I'm approaching mentality. Any profession.
That ain't my mentality.
I don't have
Rest
that.
Rest in peace, legend. And that became the fork in the road in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan Givony, one of our colleagues, is always all over the NBA draft. He's got some of the best intel on these prospects and where they may or may not go. And he has, at number 5, a disappointing number 5 pick for the Pistons, but they're going to get a quality ball player at number 5. He has Keegan Murray from Iowa going number 5. Let me give you some info on him. 23.5 points a game for Iowa. 6'8", 225. David Jacoby, 6'3", 225. Rebounds, 8.7 rebounds a game, 1.5 assists per game, shot over 50% from the floor. How do you feel about Keegan's fit on the Pistons?
So here's the most important thing. And by the way, him and his brother were balling for Iowa last year in the Big Ten. You know, I got a chance to watch him play. How tall did you say he was?
6'8", listed at 6'8".
That's what I thought. Let me tell you who he reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a good one. Michael Porter Jr. He kind of reminds me of him.
Oh, let me give you some more stats on him, Jalen, that supports that. Okay. Only college player to record 60 dunks and 60 threes. That sounds Michael Porter Jr.-ish. I like that, Jalen. I like that.
Thank you, brother. It took me a minute to think of it, but I like that one. And a player like that on the Pistons to go with Cade, and Bagley's going to continue to get better, and we'll see if Jeremy Grant's still a part of this group or if they're able to parlay him into like a DeAndre Ayton or something. I mean, that's just me saying it. I mean, you know,
I don't think the Suns are like, you know what? Give us Jeremy Grant. We'll give you DeAndre Ayton one for one.
Why not?
if you're the Pistons, you know who the GM of the
Suns. I'm looking at it from one side.
You know who
I'm
the GM of the Suns is, right?
You know?
That's your guy over there.
Got him on text. Jay Luce ain't having that. He ain't having that.
Hit him up. Propose the trade.
I ain't gonna even say that. He gonna silence me. He gonna send me to the blue.
You're gonna get blocked.
But yeah, I like Keegan Murray a lot, man. And also, man, like the one thing I actually like about him, Jacoby, good leader, nice class individual. Like, mm-hmm. I pay attention to how like young people are at this age, at their level of maturity. And you know, I always talk to you about when I see a Ja Morant or like Trae Young fell into this category for me, or CJ McCollum, when I'm like, it just, those guys sound older than they are. And Keegan Murray has that. And so he's gonna represent himself. He's gonna represent the organization. He's gonna represent his family name. And so I think that'd be an excellent pick for the Pistons. I'd be really happy with that.
Well, one thing I like about him is 7.2 points as a freshman, 23.5 as a sophomore. You like to see that. With him, just like, let me feel out this college basketball thing for a year.
Exactly.
What do I need to work on? How do I need to adjust my game? Okay.
Let me
triple my production. Let me triple my production from freshman to sophomore year, because that sort of adaptability, work on your game, that sort of like improvement from season to season is what you're going to need to be successful in the NBA, no matter
Correct.
How talented you are
well said,
coming
family.
Into the league.
Yes. Well,
Jalen, we always like to celebrate power couples. So one we need to celebrate who's made it almost sort of Instagram official, mogul, legend, Sean Combs, Diddy, Puff Daddy, Puffy, and Young Miami from City Girls are now officially official as a power couple. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
You know, there are certain people, and I say this to inspire people. When I say rich, I'm not necessarily talking about money. I'm talking about like enjoying their lives and having fun.
Yes.
And sometimes a residual effect becomes like what they're doing publicly with their money. But like certain people, like Rick Ross and Puff, like, or DJ Khaled, there's certain people, it seems like they're having more fun than the rest of us.
Facts.
You know what I mean? And when I see that, I'm inspired by it. Like, it made me step my game up.
Yeah, you're not
I'm
having
like,
enough
not
fun, Jalen.
Yeah.
You're not having enough fun.
Exactly.
I've known you for 10 years. The
exactly.
fun quotient has gone down.
Exactly. Yeah,
you're too serious.
I know.
Got too many jobs.
I know, man.
Flying everywhere.
Serious.
You ain't,
yeah,
you, don't fly, when you don't even pack a swimsuit when you fly to places.
You
pack a business suit.
I know.
You know
not,
what I mean?
Not good. But the season ended now. The NBA season ended now.
Oh, me and my lady booked a trip to Mexico.
What?
You know what I mean?
We're
going on vacation.
What?
First
have
time with the two of us.
Have you ever gone on vacation in your life?
I haven't gone on vacation in like 4 years. And when I first told Jalen I was going on vacation, Jalen's like, well, you know you can do the show with Wi-Fi. I'm like, get out of here, dog. I ain't doing the show. I ain't doing the show on vacation.
People. They
I'm taking a week off. I'm allowed.
I got y'all.
First week off in what, 4 years? Damn. You can do the show with Wi-Fi. I can do the show too.
That's why the people love us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all heard what I
always
said.
Always gotta
to
give
them.
The people what they want.
You know,
they
gotta give people what they want. Y'all want as much David Jacoby from vacation as possible.
Mm-mm.
Imagine, we need to see you with a tank top on, some trunks. Some slots.
No, I'm not wearing anything, dog. We got a little private villa. I'm not wearing a tank top.
Naked,
I'm not wearing
yes.
trunks.
Bucky
I'm just gonna be
naked.
Just naked.
Naked.
Just naked.
I love it. I
just
love
have to put
that.
A robe on when they come with my room
I
service.
Love
you
that.
Know what I mean? And then the second the door closes,
that.
I'm getting naked again.
Hey, but here's where you're gonna thank me. Just thank me for not getting snipped.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're gonna think. When you're on your vacation, you walk around naked, just remember that you didn't get snipped. You know what I'm
Not
saying?
Not yet. Not yet. I'm still thinking about it. Oh, God. We got time for one quick voicemail before we get out of here. I just also want to say that our voicemails and all of our innovation is brought to you by CarMax. You can shop online and on the lot with home delivery in select markets with CarMax. Go to CarMax.com and check that out. Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We need voicemails because we're doing all voicemails on Friday. So call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails. We'll put you
yes.
on the show just like
yes.
this.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. This is Michael from Des Moines, Iowa. Long-time listener. Shout-out Reg and definitely Medicinal. This call for Jacoby. I want to know, have you ever tried the Jalen juice? And if so, does it work? Let us know. We've been wanting to know that. Have a good day. Once again, shout-out Reg.
So the Jalen juice is inspired some of my beverage habits, but I never tried the exact Jalen juice, but I do the morning ginger shot like at least 3 times a week when ginger is a major factor in the Jalen juice recipe. The functionality of the Jalen juice exactly I cannot speak to, but Mr. Rose, before we go, let's tell Michael in Des Moines, shout out him, Medicinal, exactly our listeners who might have missed previous episodes what the Jalen juice recipe is, when they should drink it, and what should they should expect as a result.
So a couple of things, like there are a few things that have happened that I saw Magic Johnson talking about how he got offered Nike stock. He and Spencer Haywood, basically, and they took the cash, and they could be like billionaires if they would have made the different decision, mm-hmm. right? So there are a lot of things that happened in my life where I could kick myself in the butt, where I felt like I was ahead of something, I had a great idea, I had a great invention, and I didn't profit off of it. I'll tell you one that's just a flagrant one. The Fab Five definitely supposed to profit it off of something. Sure. I don't know if it was the black shoes, I don't know if it was the black socks, I don't know if it was the Huaraches, I don't know if it was the long shorts, the name Fab Five, like we supposed to profit off of something. You know what I'm saying? Like Ray Jackson is supposed to be a multi-millionaire based on what we did in college. You see what I mean?
Facts.
So for the Jalen juice, another example I had is I got a chauffeur's license.
And oh, yeah.
I was moving towards like doing a car company, a car service company, a limousine service company, Sprinter company type of thing. And I heard about Uber and the app and all of that, but I wasn't really up on it. You know what I'm saying? And so I felt like I should have been up on that. Same with the Jalen juice. Like when I walk past a store or a smoothie spot or even like a supermarket that like bottles it up and sell, I'm like, I should have did that. It's the exact same thing you drink. It's literally water, lime and or lemon, cayenne, apple cinnamon vinegar is the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't want it too sweet. Somebody can put whatever type of little sweetener you want in there. I'm trying to stay away from the honey or any type of healthy yeah. sweetener in this, just so it isn't so nasty. But that's really it. And when I walk past and I see that being sold in bottles, I'm like, I need to do that. Like every time you order one of those in that little cheap little plastic container, I ain't calling it cheap because you pay for it. I mean, like they didn't even bottle it. They don't even bottle it. They like put it in that little like yeah. ketchup
it's
container.
Like, yeah, it's like what you get like a side of coleslaw in. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It ain't even bottled. You know, they ain't even trying. You know what I'm saying? They ain't even trying. So with that and hair care and skin care, I'm on it. I'm challenging myself in 2022 to step up my entrepreneurial spirit in those areas. You gotta try the Jalen juice since you're not snipped, you're going on vacation, it's only you and the wife, and you say you're gonna be bucket naked.
The whole time. I ain't packing clothes.
The whole time.
I'm gonna pack a sweatsuit for the plane ride there and a yes. sweatsuit for the plane ride
yes.
back. That's it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's
yes.
all. That's all. We'll
be
back tomorrow.
Niece or a nephew. I know that.
To get you ready for game 6 in Boston tomorrow night. Layla Ali joins us tomorrow. We're going to have a show tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.